Now the new season of the Women's Football Alliance kicks off this Sunday, entering its 15th year. This full contact football league season will culminate in a July 22nd championship game broadcast live on ESPN2. The Women's Football Alliance says that 25 of their former players now work as coaches or scouts in the National Football League. The Midwest Mountain Lions joined the Women's Football Alliance in 2019, bringing in players from southeastern Wisconsin and northeastern Illinois. They have a scrimmage this weekend before their first game in May. We've got the co-owners of the Midwest Mountain Lions with us now. Snoopy Schuster is the team's offensive and defensive line coach. Snoopy, welcome to Central Time.
Hi.
And Mary Ellen Six plays on offense, defense, and special teams for the Mountain Lions. Mary Ellen, thanks a lot for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I want to ask both of you how you fell in love with tackle football. Mary Ellen, let's start with you.
I've always loved all sports since I was a little kid, but I suppose growing up in Packer country, especially, always loved football. But there was never an outlet for me as a girl to do it. So I sort of accidentally found women's tackle football as an adult looking for a soccer team, actually, and have been doing it ever since.
And Snoopy, what's your tackle football origin story?
I used to play with my brothers and all the neighborhood boys, but I obviously was not, back in that day, was not allowed to play high school football. So I was playing flag football when the first women's tackle football team came to Chicago, and I joined them.
And I wanted to ask you about that, Snoopy. What is the development like for a woman who wants to get into tackle football, given that you don't have that that pipeline usually from like a boys' high school team might?
Well, obviously, it means a lot more teaching on our part as a coach. There's a lot more instruction. And we also use the NCAA rules, which is different than what most people watch. A lot of people watch NFL. And so we have to explain that there is a rule difference between the NFL and the NCAA. But last year, I also coach high school football. And last year, I had a female on both my varsity team and on my junior varsity team.
And Mary Ellen, I was looking over the roster and pretty much everybody plays offense and defense. That's a lot of work. Can you talk about just the athletic challenge there?
Yeah, so that's pretty common for new teams. We're fairly new still. Last year, it was definitely true that everybody was playing on all sides of the ball. Thankfully, in the offseason, we doubled our roster. So we will have far fewer people that will have to do double duty this year. But it's just sort of the nature of women's football is that sometimes our rosters are small and you just have to really be in shape and ready for it.
And Snoopy, is your team ready? You've got a scrimmage coming up. The season, the regular season starts for you in May. Can you tell us a little bit about what's in the works for the team as you hit the season?
You know, that's a hard question because, you know, you think you're ready, you think you've prepared, and then sometimes things go wrong that you didn't expect, and other times things go beautifully right that you didn't expect. So this scrimmage that we're having on Saturday will really tell us as coaches, you know, what the plans we have done, if they have come to fruition or not. But I think we're going to have, we've doubled the amount of talent, we've doubled the amount of players. I'm very excited for this year, especially in comparison to last year. Last year was a muddle through and let's just try to, you know, build something. And this year is, all right, we've got a base. Let's really grow.
Mary Ellen, for a woman out there listening who's maybe been into athletics over their lifespan but never really thought tackle football, what would you say to encourage them to at least check out the concept?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say it's common. Most of the players still that we have never played tackle football before. Some haven't even played flag. So it's quite common for women to come to our team and they've played soccer or basketball or track, occasionally not any sport. And that's not a problem. You know, our coaches are used to teaching, you know, from the very basics. And so if you're willing to put in the work and learn, you know, there's a spot for you.
And if I may add, sure. The thing about women's football, the thing about football being I think football is the greatest sport on earth. So I'm going to lead with that. But the thing about football is it is completely inclusive. You got big girls, you got little girls, you got, you know, skinny, fast ones. You got, you know, you look at any other sport and you have one type of person. When you think of basketball, you know, there might be some height differences, but it's the same body type. Soccer might be some height differences. It's the same body type. You think about football, your linemen and your receivers are completely different body types. We take everybody. So if you think you're too fat, you're not. If you think you're too little, you're not. We've got a 4-foot, practically nothing player on our team who's like, you know, Grease Lightning, and then we've got other players that are, you know, much bigger, but they hold their own and they keep the line safe.
And Mary Ellen, can you talk a little bit about the structure of the league? Snoopy had mentioned the NCAA, and it's kind of like that. There's like a D1, D2. Can you talk about how that works and where you fit in?
Sure. Yeah. So the league has, it's four divisions now, D1, 2, and 3. And then they also have a developmental division. So that's for brand new teams. We get a little bit extra support. Our season's a little bit shorter. So we are still currently in the developmental division, but next year we'll be moving up to D3. We will play some more games. Basically, it's just, you know, the higher your talent level, the more you're winning, the you know, higher division you're going to be in.
And Snoopy, Mary Ellen sets up my last question very nicely there. What are your hopes for the future of the Mountain Lions?
Oh, we're going to win the championship. We're going to move all the way up to D1, and we're going to kick everybody's tush.
Absolutely. That's right. It.
Oh, and actually, here's my final question I should ask. How can people find out how to find you and check out a game?
Yeah, so you can find us online, mwmountainlions.com. You can also search Midwest Mountain Lions on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We're everywhere.
Snoopy and Mary Ellen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so
much. Thank you.
Snoopy Schuster is a coach. Mary Ellen Six is a player for the Midwest Mountain Lions football team. They join us today to kick off a new season of the Women's Football Alliance.